Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk with the man, Corliss Williamson.
Corliss, I did not know, you know, I told Corliss, whatever time you want to call in today, let us know. So obviously, Corliss, you're an early riser, my man. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Listen, we're doing great. It makes our a win like last night makes our 4-hour show be a lot more fun. We're here at Oakland. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on last night. I mean, we're doing things that we haven't done since you played. You know, back-to-back Elite Eights, first time since obviously in the 90s when you played. Your thoughts on the game last night?
Wow, it was a slugfest. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was and I remember someone asking me at the athletic club yesterday that I think we're going to win and how could we win. And I said it had to be a dogfight on our end. We had to, you know, slow them down. And in Arkansas, we did that. So it's fun to watch, and it's an exciting time right now.
Nobody gave us a chance to win. And Muss pushed that. Muss said, I don't know if you guys saw it, but he said, while they were in Arkansas, he said, don't get on that plane unless you believe you can win.
Right.
So Corliss, he's got this team believing they can win. And then Mark Free was just so complimentary of how well we played defense. And you heard, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Coach was talking about they really wanted to sort of slow down their transition game, which was so good. Again, a sign of how good of a coach Eric Musselman is.
Well, Muss has done a great job, you know, building our program and, you know, in an unconventional way through the portal. But his mind for the game is just it's unbelievable. If you watch each game, you can tell he has a strategy each game defensively. It's not always the same. He adapts his game plan to whoever he's playing against. And those guys buy in and go out there and believe in their defense. They do a great job of scouting the other team.
Yeah, I thought Note, I mean, watching him last night, watching him pickpocket and steal like that, it made me think of some of your teams, Corliss. I mean, I always think of Clint McDaniel and just those long arms of his when he just snatches the ball from a guy.
Oh, yeah. Clint was a master thief of getting steals. Him and Corey Beck, they did a great job of defending. And, you know, I know people always say defense wins championships, but that's the truth. If you look at our team and this year's team, our style of defense is different, but we hung our hat, both teams hanging their hat on the defensive end of the court,
yeah.
And you're seeing that pay off for them.
Yep. Of course, the other thing I love about this team, and you guys had some of this too, is you got a guy like Trey Wade who's averaging 3 points a game coming in. He has 15 points last night, 7 rebounds. He's 3 or 4 from the three-point line. You know, it's one night it's him. One night it's Amude. Yeah. The next night it's Tony. They're playing all great defense. All there's different parts of this team, and they all seem to contribute in big ways, in big times, in big games.
Yes. I mean, that gives you confidence as a coach because you know that you have – you know, any given night, you can have somebody step up and make big shots. You know, like you said, Wade made some big-time threes for us. I thought Jalen Williams knocked down a big three in the second half. You know, it was just it's fun to watch this team. I mean, I know sometimes we can go crazy with some of the shot selections. But,
yep, yep.
I love the confidence that these guys have in themselves and the freedom that Coach Muss has given them to play the game.
Well, we have to ask, you know, think about this. The last time we played Duke, Corliss, is when you were playing. And so we've only played them 3 times. We're 2-1 against them. What's your thoughts? Obviously, this is Coach K's last season. What's your thoughts on Saturday night's matchup?
His last game.
Man, this is it's a storybook. It can either be a storybook ending or it can be a storybook beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I think we're going to win. I think we have a lot of momentum going into this game. You know, for Duke, I think they just played a tough team in Texas Tech. So, you know, they know the physical style of defense that they're about to face. But we just faced a team that was pretty good offensively and shut them down. So, I'm excited to see how this game is going to turn out. You know, if I was to predict the score. I'd say we win by four. And, of course, the number I'm going for is 76-72. Why not?
How about that? 76-72.
That's it.
Well, your coach picked it last night.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that. RJ, if you can play it one time for Corliss. We had Nolan on yesterday, and I was just talking about nobody giving us respect, and Coach Richardson had a pretty good response.
You know, nobody has given Arkansas a chance to win, Coach. Nobody. And so
Arkansas by five.
And he almost nailed it, Corliss.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this game, though. Sometimes they don't give you respect. You have to go out there and take it. And I think that's what we're doing right now. And, you know, I think everyone's taking notice of what Coach Musk has done up there, and everybody's noticed what the Razorbacks are doing.
Well, Corliss, listen, man, thanks for jumping on with us, buddy. We appreciate the early morning call. And
sure do.
It's exciting to have these kind of days again, and the excitement across the state, and have people nationally talking about us all across the nation last night and this morning. So we appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Let's go Hogs.
Go Hogs, Corliss.
And I think